That's Kevin Paul of the Swinomish Indian Senate singing at the close of the Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage today. The three-day event aims at strengthening cultural knowledge and Indigenous identity and takes place each year just ahead of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. Through simple voice votes, delegates passed all seven of the resolutions brought to the floor. Proposals included broad-ranging calls for equity in rural education, protecting subsistence fishing rights, and a commitment to inclusivity for LGBTQ Alaskans, as well as more narrow, specific policy changes, such as adding an inflation adjustment to the $2,000 dividend tax exemption first put into place under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. From the stage, First Alaskans Institute President Liz Medicine Crow called for the vote.
All those in favor of this resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. And again, it passes with unanimous consent.
The conference also passed a resolution that calls for a change in regulations over hunting sea otters. The animals are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. That law requires hunters meet a federally designated blood quantum and be at least a quarter Alaska Native. Supporters of the resolution say that disqualifies a growing number of potential hunters and providers and ask that the eligibility be determined by tribal membership among direct descendants. The seven resolutions will go for a vote before delegates at the full AFN convention held in the downtown Anchorage Denaina Convention Center that starts Thursday and runs through Saturday.